Prime Minister commends athletes on their performance in Beijing, and Firearm Licensing Authority successfully clears backlog of applications. This is House Matters. I'm Aldine Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
Mr. Speaker, from August 22 to 30, the entire world was dazzled by the glorious display of athletic brilliance, talent, and dominance of a team of amazing young men and women who represent the very best of brand Jamaica.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller commending Jamaica's sportsmen and women for their dedication and outstanding performance at the recently concluded 15th IAAF World Championships in Beijing, China. Mrs. Simpson Miller, who was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, September 1, said the nation's athletes have distinguished themselves and contributed valiantly to brand Jamaica by winning 12 medals with an all-time high of 7 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze.
The country's athletes across various sporting disciplines continue to give up their best. They embody the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of the nation and represent the very best of our culture and talents.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also highlighted the outstanding performance of the country's relay teams, particularly the women's 4x400 meters.
No praise is too great for the women 4x400 meters gold medal winning relay team, the members of which showed exceptional strength and determination. I'm also particularly proud of our dependable men 4x400 team, who gave their all as once again they did their national duty of representing Jamaica proudly and with total commitment.
The Prime Minister further congratulated other athletes such as Elaine Thompson, who took silver in the 200 meters, Hansel Parchment for winning silver in the 110 meters hurdles, Veronica Campbell-Brown, who got the bronze medal in the women's 200 meters, Sherika Williams, who earned bronze in the women's 400 meters at her first World Champs outing, and Odane Richards, who won Jamaica's first shot put medal at a World Championships, earning the bronze medal with a national record.
I commend all the athletes who worked so hard and made the finals of their events, and those who did not but represented their country with grace, dignity, and pride. I give God thanks that Jamaica continues to be blessed with the greatest athletics tradition in the world, supported by our supremely talented world-class athletes, great coaches, and other support staff, committed and competent sporting administrators, and a supportive public.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Also at the championships, Shailen Fraser-Pryce retained her title in the 100 meters, and Usain Bolt also won gold medals in the 100 and 200 meters. Danielle Williams also won gold in the women's 100 meters hurdles. And National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the Firearm Licensing Authority, the FLA, has significantly reduced the backlog of applications for firearm licenses. Mr. Bunting, who was responding to questions from his opposition counterpart, Derek Smith, in Parliament on Tuesday, said up to the end of June this year, some 2,581 applications were processed.
August 2014, 4,217. In August 2013, 1,946. And this number reflected the clearing of the initial backlog. And August 2012, just about the time the new board was appointed, there were 6,000 backlog of applications, was numbered 6,000. As at June 30th, 2015, there was no backlog. We had a total of 2,581 applications being processed as at that date.
The National Security Minister says the enhanced transparency and responsiveness in the application process at the FLA has resulted in a surge in interest by Jamaicans. Meanwhile, Mr. Bunting also revealed that the head of the applications department at the agency has resigned following an investigation into its operations. He, however, did not reveal why the probe was ordered or the results of the investigation. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.